Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The insect world is abuzz with a new technique for population control. Daniel Hahn, an assistant professor in the University of Florida's Department of Entomology and Nematology, is helping pesky fruit flies successfully mate and unsuccessfully reproduce through a new sterilization process.
Invasive insect pests like the Mediterranean fruit fly can cost agriculture billions of dollars. The sterile insect technique is an environmentally friendly alternative to chemical pesticides. This technique involves releasing a large number of sterilized male insects over seaports and agricultural areas to mate with unsuspecting females. As a result, these wild females cannot reproduce, reducing pest populations and saving crops. A major problem with the sterile insect technique is that the sterilization process itself is tough on the insects. Sterilized males are less healthy, less attractive, and overall less sexually competitive than their unsterilized male counterparts. If we could produce sterile males that are better able to attract the attention of wild females, sterile insect programs would be both more effective and deliver a bigger bang for the buck. Our lab has shown that exposing young flies and moths to a low oxygen environment boosts the production of protective antioxidants and reduces damage from sterilization. These antioxidant-enhanced male flies lived longer and were sexier to females, even at older ages, kind of like the insect equivalent of George Clooney. While this low oxygen effect has been known for some time, our lab was the first to show that antioxidants were important. Some active sterile insect programs already use low oxygen treatments, but we hope that by demonstrating the physiology behind making sterile male fruit flies more attractive, we'll encourage others to follow suit, making the process even more effective and saving money.
That was Daniel Hahn of the University of Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.